Despite a winter storm, the third week of the Alabama legislative session did continue, albeit with some minor alterations. Alabama Agribusiness Council's Leah Cawthon has the details.
The crazy weather made for a hard week in the Alabama legislature. The House and Senate were both set to convene on Tuesday afternoon, a time they set prior to the winter weather outbreak. But a great attempt was made by many lawmakers to make it to Montgomery for that meeting day, but the House just fell short of a quorum and adjourned until Thursday. The Senate, on the other hand, had enough members to conduct business and passed 18 bills that day. Of those 18 bills, two passed relating to the cotton checkoff program, SB 255 and SB 256 by Senator Billy Beasley of Clayton, were a pair of bills that would allow cotton farmers to vote on automatic participation in the cotton checkoff program. On Thursday, both houses were able to get a quorum and resume regular business.
There was also progress on the farm tag bill that we informed you of last week.
The House passed HB 44 by Representative Alan Booth of Troy, the F4 farm tag bill, to remove one tag limitation for farmers on truck tractors. This bill will now go on to a Senate committee.
As for week four,
the House will be back at 1 o'clock on Tuesday and the Senate at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.